I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday at 7:42 in the morning. Let's get right to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone is incredible. They have great stone and tile showrooms, and they have excellent staff of experts to help guide you through the selection and design process with four Bay Area locations in Burlingame, Berkeley, San Jose, and Dublin. And online at All Natural... What did Bryn do there? Anyway, and online at allnaturalstone.com. We begin this Alice News Network report from the steps of Capitol Hill, where Scott Budman was sent to report on the most recent... I don't know what you think of these hearings. What do you even call them? They've kind of gone under the radar because most of us are just dealing with this COVID-19 and the effects on our economy. But what would you say is the deal with these hearings?
Yeah, hey, Vinny, you know, it's about antitrust. Are these companies, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, so big that other companies can't compete? And that's illegal. And they didn't even go to the steps of Capitol Hill. The whole thing was done via like WebEx or something. So it was a really weird, you know, you talk about something flying under the radar. It did a bit because of what we're going through, obviously, with the pandemic. But because of the pandemic, even these four CEOs, you know, were jacked in from like their backyards or their, I don't know, their dens. And that's how it was. But the whole goal is to find out, should these companies be regulated? Or, and you may remember former presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren was talking about breaking these companies up, a la Instagram can no longer be part of Facebook and WhatsApp can no longer be part of Facebook and, you know, the App Store and all that stuff. Are these companies, in other words, just so big that if you and I today started an App Store or an online grocery store or a social network, would we be completely blown out of the water because we already have these established companies and that's illegal?
Right. So we're talking to Scott Budman of the ANN and NBC Bay Area. But what he is talking about are these conversations had. And for the first time, as I was reading about it this morning at length, I really, you know, looked up a couple articles and rolled through it. It seems like our government was prepared. They actually had emails and information and reports from small businesses where they were squashed, where they were run out of business, or in some cases they had emails where Zuck was saying, "Yeah, we got to buy Instagram because they're gonna chew into our business," and that's, to your point, illegal. That is, or is it? I don't know. I don't know what can come of this. Do you think anything can come of this? Although our government was prepared and it did show our tech titans in a bad light, can anything come of it?
I don't know. You know, a lot of this comes from the top. And this is why, you know, you heard the Elizabeth Warrens and the Bernie Sanders saying, hey, let's break up big tech. But obviously the Trump administration is more pro big business than an Elizabeth Warren administration would be. So I don't know if anything would change, at least in the short term, and whether or not he gets reelected. But the pressure on these companies right now, and you said it at the top, is kind of in the back of our minds. We use all this technology right now. I mean, you and I are talking over Zoom. You know, I'm checking my iPhone right now for, you know, all this stuff that we use is even more important to us than ever. So right. as we Instagram each other to stay in touch, and as we use Google to figure out, you know, where to take that COVID test or whatever, are we really going to focus on how do we make these companies less powerful right now when we use them more than ever? And that I don't know. I just don't know that the sort of, you know, the pitchforks are going to come out for these guys right. just yet. But again, if you are a small business right now trying to get into any of these areas, good luck, because they dominate.
Well, if you I don't know if you were able to watch or anyone was able to watch. I don't know if you've read a lot, but some of the conversations were intense. Like, they really did put these guys on the spot, and they talked about, you know, if you want to be in the App Store, Apple takes 30% of your profit. So you've got taxes, and then you've got Apple charging you, and then, you know, whatever's left, if you can survive on that, great. But it is intense right. to see, you know, I don't know. How, did you read a lot about it?
Yeah, I did. And it was interesting that it sort of went on two ways. One is just what you're talking about. So Apple takes a big chunk, and a lot of people out there might say, hey, that's unfair. We should start an app store where we only take 10% and everyone will jump on board. But that's where the competition or anti-competition comes in. Imagine trying to start an app store right now and competing with Apple and, to a lesser extent, the Google Play Store. But also, they got kind of heated when a lot of conservative members of the House said, hey, Facebook and, you know, to that matter, Twitter are biased against conservatives. And that's something that you've heard a lot. Vinny, you and I are old enough to remember the years where candidates would say, hey, elect George Bush and tick off the media, saying, hey, the media is so liberal, you know, we can do this. And that they were talking about television and radio. Now they're talking about online social networks and saying, hey, they're even censoring conservatives. And that's kind of a rallying cry as we head towards an election year, that, hey, these guys are owned and run by liberals. And, you know, it's the same thing they used yeah. to say about large media, you know, traditional media. And that actually came up a lot in these hearings. And you could sort of tell that, you know, Mark Zuckerberg was kind of prepared for that, but really just wanted to move past and say, no, no, if it, you know, if you don't like Facebook, there are all sorts of other choices to go. If you don't like sharing your photos on Instagram, you have other places to go. The question is, and you were right, those congressmen and senators were smart enough to know there aren't all that many other places to go.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do to Amazon as well, because Amazon was a company, as they did had these conversations. Again, we're talking to Scott Budman, and we're talking about these tech hearings. Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, their leaders were talking to our leaders and explaining their business practices. And really, Amazon couldn't answer for a lot of the things they do, which is crush small business. So mm-hmm. on one hand, they're just all of us are sitting here ordering Amazon from our computers very quickly. Oh, I'll have that tomorrow. Right. And we don't go out and we don't deal with the small businesses at all. And so we're partly responsible. But then again, even if you want your small business to be represented on Amazon, Amazon has some tech practices that will take some of your profit. And it's unfortunate. But I urge you, if you're interested, to follow up on this by reading about it. I know, you know, it's in the paper, it's on CNN, it's all over the place, and yet it kind of went unnoticed. So that's why I wanted Scott to come in and sort of break it down for us. In conclusion, Scott, did you have any feeling like anything will come of this, or do you feel like this is just going to get swept under the rug and it'll be nothing?
I think something will come of this if, when we get to the other side of this pandemic, smaller companies start to go away again. You know, Sarah, obviously, Etsy is big. Etsy has to survive, or else Amazon's going to look really bad for dominating those smaller, you know, companies that have kind of a nice niche, whether it's crafts or something like that.
Well, and they reach out to you to say, "Will you know, why? What about Amazon Marketplace? When you're on Etsy, right. they're all
do.
Over you. I have seen that.
They're recruiting, is that right?
Well, they let you know what it will be, and they, you know, and that they're not alone. There's other, you know, there's other marketplaces out there trying to look. No one's, No one's catching up with Amazon, and I think that's the problem, catching up with these things. They can break them up all they want, but they're still the individual components that people use and aren't willing to give up. You mentioned it when you talked about Zoom and how we Google stuff and how, you know, those are the big ones. Most people don't want to see them go away, even if they're like, well, that's bad. It seems like, oh, well, let me Google that. You know,
right.
Hey, and before you go, Scott, I would like to say, garage, basement. What am I looking at here? Where are you? Like bunker?
Yeah, right. The underground bunker. Because no, I'm kidding. This is a garage. Everybody in my house is still asleep, so I thought, where should I go? That it's quiet, and you know, the light is not that bad, but I admit it does look like we're in a bunker.
When you moved, I can see the automatic garage door opener.
Garage
Your head's
door,
blocking
yeah.
it. I'm looking at the deadlights. I'm not sure exactly what I'm looking at here. Well, good to know that you're very considerate.
Well, you're kind. As you like you, Sarah, I've got teens, and so the idea that anyone's going to be awake right now except me is not going to happen.
Right.
But one thing to do, one final note on Amazon. Watch for these things. It's just like the battle over Starbucks and your local coffee shop. And we all know that many local mom and pop coffee shops just went away because it was so easy and convenient and a lot of ways less expensive to just go to the big guys. But you got to fight for the little ones. And I don't mean Etsy. Etsy is a publicly traded successful company. But
yes,
there are a lot of shops out there that are really threatened with just annihilation because Amazon wants every single dollar they can get. That's their business model. It works. It's, you know, good for
They're
shareholders.
They're good at it. Absolutely.
Right. Right. But, you know, that doesn't mean let's not try and educate our children to at least occasionally check out the smaller guys because they need to stay in business too. And that will keep the Amazons and the Facebooks and the Apples on their toes.
Right. Right on. Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. Thank you for
Always
coming
great,
on with
Scott.
It was a last minute call.
Thank you, guys.
And while I think the information's super important, I realized some people were like, what? What is this? What are you guys talking about? Look, seriously, think about where you're spending your dollars because otherwise we're only going to have one place to spend them and that'll be Amazon. Thanks, Scott.
Right. Thank you, Scott.
Take care, you guys.
Good to see you. Take care. Appreciate you coming on last second. All right, so I know that wasn't the most riveting because that our government and these businesses sure. that we just have just gone all in on. But I will go to this next story, which is scandalous. Real quick before we have to go to break. This story out of Florida.
Okay, oh my God, Florida. Now what? Now what?
It's fun.
Mom, turn off your radio.
It's not fun. This lady's life has fallen apart. But there's a 29-year-old woman named Nicole Dennison from Safety Harbor, Florida.
Nicole.
She's a flight
attendant. Nothing, just... Sorry.
What did Nicole do?
No, you just said the lady's name was Nicole.
Oh, Nicole. Our Nicole. No, it's not our Nicole. Nicole Dennison from Safety Harbor, Florida. She works as a flight attendant for Allegiant Air. It looks like her husband got confused about her work schedule because Nicole got home around 11 o'clock on Wednesday and found her 34-year-old husband doing someone that wasn't her.
Oh, God. In
That's
the
right.
Bed? Oh.
In her bed with another woman.
That's
she
awful.
Actually walked in on the act.
Yeah, you like that?
That, exactly. Right. Nicole gets home and finds another lady in her bed with her husband and goes on a rampage.
Oh no.
As she should.
Oh my God, what happened? And then what happened?
I mean, the heartache.
Oh, it's awful. I was coming home to you. I thought you were
After a long work, trip, she gets home, finds some lady in her bed and goes on a rampage. She starts by hitting her husband in the face and arms and elsewhere. Then she pulls an Animal House and grabs his acoustic guitar and smashes it against the wall. They say here, not only did it destroy the guitar, it put a huge hole in the wall. She went full on Pete Townsend with that thing. Just.
Right. Yes. Destroy. I wonder if he wasn't any good at it. And she was like, I've been wanting to do this for years.
Probably.
Noodling around on your acoustic guitar. You're that guitar guy.
So here's Nicole, who's working, a hardworking lady. She comes home to find her husband doing another lady in their bed. And who gets arrested?
Well, she does.
Nicole does. She's arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery because she punched the guy in the face and destroyed his guitar. And meanwhile, I don't even know. We don't have in the story what the woman who was doing the husband did. I'm guessing grabbed her clothes and got out. But I don't know for sure. I don't know.
You know, is there like a crime of passion thing that can be exercised here? Like, to me, that is a totally reasonable reaction to finding your husband in bed with someone else. Like, I almost think there's a get out of jail free card involved with that. Like, yes, I know now in a rational state that I should not have freaked out and hit him and smashed his guitar. But I walked into my house and found him boning someone in my bed. Like, that is, you know, that's, I just can't blame her at all. Like, of course,
I don't either.
Crazy.
I actually think that you're right in that. Sure, they had to arrest her. It's a formal, you know, complaint that the guy probably made. But I believe that no judge will actually give her any time for anything that
especially if she appears contrite. Like, I, you know, right. I it was a momentary lapse of reason. I stop. Oh my God. Do I hear what I think I hear? Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Okay.
A hussy.
You know those moments in your life where something's happening and it's in your gut and it's in your heart as your not only your heartache, but your heart pace increases and you're shot with adrenaline. And I imagine there she is going, do I stop? Do I open this door and undo my whole life right here before my eyes? Or do I make noise and give them a chance? I don't even know what happens.
I feel so, you know, especially if
you have
absolutely no suspicion of this. And I'm glad she didn't hit the lady because it's the guy. A lot of times people focus their anger on the wrong person.
Right, no doubt.
You know, that's, it's...
She's not married to you. He is.
He is married.
Right. I'm looking for someone other than my wife.
Okay, thank you. We're very late now.
I wonder if this song is in, or this artist is in your releases as we're about to head to the Celebrity Trash music segment, right?
Everybody now.
I'm looking for someone other than my wife.
New music.
Other than my wife.
Music.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.